It's music time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa, your special weekly program for some of the best in African music. My colleague, your VOA Music Man for Africa, is the one who selects and prepares all the good music we have for you each Sunday evening. And once again, friends, we have something very special for you. So I hope you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes and enjoy what we think is good music. This is from a brand new album titled Feeling Good, and this is the title track by saxophonist Sydney Banda, Feeling Good. Feeling Good, the title song of a brand new production by Sydney Banda, a sax virtuoso from the Republic of Malawi in southeastern Africa. Well, we're fortunate to have Brother Sidney here in the studio with us this evening, and we'll be talking with him about his music and his latest record album on Music Time in Africa, coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America. First, here are the shortwave meter bands on which we're broadcasting to Africa. They include the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. Also a reminder for our listeners in Southern Africa that this program is also on medium wave on 621 kilohertz. I hope reception is satisfactory for you wherever you live, and if you are experiencing difficulties in hearing our programs, well, we'd like to know, so later on I'll give you my address for corresponding. As I've already mentioned, we're very fortunate this evening to have with us Sidney Banda, saxophonist extraordinaire, music composer, arranger, and band leader. Welcome to Music Time in Africa, Sidney.
Thank you very much, Rita. I'm glad to be here.
You are originally from Malawi, and for us, this is a first, so we're extremely excited about having you here on our show. We've never had a musician from your country to come and join us,
so a very special welcome. I didn't know that. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you. Now, let's go back to the beginning. You're from Malawi. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the area that you're from and give us some information on your family. Talk about your mom and your dad, your sisters, your brothers, and your family back home.
Yeah, I'm from Kadabe, which is north of Malawi, and I grew up in South Africa. My mother was Zulu, and my father was Tonga, so they're all in Malawi now. And I started playing music when I was about six or so, playing homemade guitars and homemade whistles made out of reed and all that stuff.
Did you take part in the construction of these original instruments in your
life? We used to make them ourselves, yeah.
That's fascinating. Yeah. You made your own penny whistles.
Our own little wooden ones, yeah.
Very good. Now, are there musicians in Africa that influenced your music very early on in life? You talk about being a musician at 6 years old. Mm. Who are some of the people that you enjoyed listening to at that
stage? We had some great penny whistlers in Southern Africa, like Spokes Mashiana, Lemim Somi. And a great number of musicians who inspired me.
Are they still around? Do you still listen to
their
music?
Unfortunately, some of them have died, but we still listen to the old traditional music.
Let's talk about the penny whistle. That's an instrument that perhaps some of our listeners in Africa may or may not be familiar with. Describe it for us and tell us why you chose this as an initial instrument to begin playing as a child.
Well, like I said, I started playing guitar. And at the same time, I was playing these wooden, penny whistles. Then at the age of 10, one of my aunts bought me a penny whistle, which is a metal one. And that type I'm using on the record is only made in South Africa. You can't find it anywhere.
So this is an instrument that is indigenous to South Africa.
It originated there, I would say, that type I'm playing.
You've got a song on your album that is called The Penny Whistler, which we're going to play a little bit later in the program. But that first number, which is the title of your album, Feeling Good, is an absolutely beautiful song.
Thank you.
Tell us what inspired you to write the music to Feeling Good.
I'm for the people. I like to make everyone feel good. So whatever makes me feel good and the people, whatever makes people feel good makes me feel good too. So I was thinking in terms of people.
This show is about music. That first song is indicative of your tremendous amount of talent, and we'd like to share a little bit more of your music with our listeners. Could you give us an introduction to this next number? It's called Kumudzi.
Kumudzi, it's a Chichewa word, which is, Chichewa is our national language in Malawi, which means back home.
So we will dedicate this to all of your family and friends back home.
Everybody back home, yeah.
Okay. Here it is, Kumudzi.
Thank you.
Sidney Banda is our special guest today. He's a saxophonist living in the Washington area. The song you just heard was called Kumudzi, meaning back home. Now, we've got another version of this. It's called Kumudzi also, and you note this as the funk version. Tell our listeners what you mean by that. That's a terminology that we understand here in the United States, but translate that for your listeners in Africa.
Yeah, the first one is more traditional, and this one it has an upbeat, which is kind of Afro-American, which is a bit of funk, a little bit up, and a little thick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear what your version of Afro and Afro-American sounds like. This is Kumudzi, another version of it. Right. It does have a very upbeat sound to it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like the blend of African and American music. In fact, we hear quite a bit of that over the years. that we've had the show Music Time in Africa, and we've had many artists on the show describing their music. One of the things that fascinates me as a Black American is the fact that I hear so much of your African music in our music that's played here in the States, and vice versa. Now, you've been living in the United States for quite a while. You've been a resident of Washington, D.C. for how long now, Sydney?
Yeah, for 10 years.
10 years, so you're very familiar with the music that we play on our airwaves.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the people, Americans perhaps, that have influenced your music since you've lived here in the States.
Oh, there's quite a number of them. Junior Walker, King Curtis, and Grover Washington. And there's quite a number. Again, it's a long list. It's a very, very long list, yeah. There's quite a number of them.
Now, some of the names that you've mentioned tend toward the rock and roll, others toward the jazz.
Toward the jazz, yeah.
And we can tell by your music that this has influenced your saxophone music quite a bit. Originally, we talked about your early life as a young musician playing the guitar and the penny whistle. You have since advanced to the saxophone and become quite proficient. What inspired you to take on the saxophone as your major instrument as a musician?
Like I said, the people I just mentioned at first who inspired me used to play the penny whistle and the saxophone. So I just fell in love with the saxophone because at that time everybody was playing a guitar. And I figured that it's always a lot better to do the saxophone too because it's easier to get a job. Everybody plays a guitar, so it becomes a very common instrument at a certain point. A good example right here in Washington, there are very few saxophone players, but there's so many keyboard players, which includes the guitars and all that stuff.
Well, we really enjoy your music, and we're going to take our listeners back to one of your original instruments as a musician. The title of this song is The Penny Whistler. Is there a special story behind this song?
I am a penny whistler.
Yes, you are.
Since I was young, so I'm trying to keep up the tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bit of traditional music, along with the jazz sound of the saxophone. Our guest today is Sidney Banda, and let's listen to his version of The Penny Whistler.
Thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful music, Sydney.
Thank you, Rita. Thank
you can be very proud of the music
Thank
that
you.
Comes out of South Africa.
Thank you.
And we are so pleased to have you. As I mentioned earlier, you're the first guest that we've had from Malawi. So this is a very special treat for us at The Voice of America.
I thank you very much.
We thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Your presence here today just exemplifies what we're trying to do with this show, and that is to bring traditional as well as popular African music to our listeners.
That's very nice of you. I really appreciate that you're still trying to keep the tradition up. The tradition is what makes us to be what we are today.
And we're glad that you could take time out to share your music with us and with our listeners through The Voice of America. Sydney Banda. The album is called Feeling Good, and thank you for being a special guest from Malawi and sharing your music.
Thank you. It was nice to be here.
And still coming up, another great number from the album Feeling Good by Sydney Banda, Jungle Rock, right after this brief reminder, friends, that VOA's Africa service is on the air every day, 7 days a week, keeping you in close touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. Keeping your radio tuned to the VOA means you'll always be in the company of one of international radio's finest broadcast teams, VOA's announcers, writers, and correspondents, who are dedicated to keeping you well informed with the latest news and a look at what's happening in science and technology, in health and nutrition, and the arts, along with lots of good music. So for every day, make it the VOA. Sydney Banda again from his album Feeling Good, Jungle Rock. Jungle Rock. And that does it for this first edition of Music Time. I'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at exactly 1930 GMT with our second edition featuring Africa's best pop bands. We hope you enjoyed this special program with the music of Sidney Banda from the Republic of Malawi. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and inviting you for a report of the latest news direct from VOA's newsroom, followed by Encounter, a discussion of the issues facing America, and later, after Encounter, special English from the Voice of America. And for now, my love to all of you.